This is Checkup Chat with Evergreen Health. I'm Evo Terra, and with me today is Dr. Daniel Burdick, a neurologist with Evergreen Health. Today, we'll be discussing Evergreen Health's neurosciences expansion in the Monroe location. Dr. Burdick, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here, Evo.
So what drove the decision on this expansion of services at the Monroe location?
I honestly would say it was kind of a classic win-win. We have our Kirkland location that's been present for over 20 years now, and we were seeing more and more need for patients coming down from Monroe and points north and east to be seen in the Kirkland location. We were seeing a lot of demand beyond what we had the capacity for, and we decided, well, we didn't have room to expand in Kirkland. There was room available in Monroe. There was a need in Monroe. So we said, why don't we just fill that need and expand up into Monroe and bring the neurology care to the patient rather than having patients come down to us all the time. So yeah, I think it really has worked out very well. And we've been able to open up a little bit more space to hire additional neurologists. And like I said, we've got the patients who are willing to come see us up in Monroe.
And demand is certainly a key reason for doing that. Being able to service your patients where they are is obviously a great suggestion. What about the barriers? Were there any sorts of barriers that you had to overcome to begin offering neurology care in Monroe?
There were minor barriers, just the logistics you would expect in setting up a new clinic. But the administrative staff in Monroe, at Evergreen Health Monroe, has been wonderful to work with. Very excited to have neurology coming up to Monroe. And they took care. They worked closely with the team at Evergreen Health Kirkland. And really, there were not that many barriers. Like I say, we had the clinic space and they just brought in all the equipment that we need. It doesn't take a lot to set up a neurology clinic, to be honest, but a few specialized tools, reflex hammers and the like. And so it really was a pretty seamless process from my end of things. And I know there was a lot of work on the back end for our administrative staff and support staff, but they did a wonderful job. And really, it's been pretty smooth sailing.
Now, I know the clinic's been operating for some time now. What's the response been from the patients?
Yeah, we opened our first clinic day in the beginning of November. It's now middle of December, so we're about 5-6 weeks into the practice here in Monroe. The response has been great. I've seen a lot of my follow-up patients, as I mentioned, who were coming, driving all the way down to Kirkland, and they're now seeing me here in Monroe and have been very happy to not have to drive quite so far to come see me. It really does make a difference, to be honest. I think when it's easier to get care, people get more of the care that they need. And particularly for neurology, where we're seeing a lot of patients who may have mobility difficulties or just trouble getting out of the house for a number of reasons. They may not be able to drive for cognitive reasons. So it's just much less of a burden on the patients and on their families if they can be seen closer to home.
Yeah, absolutely. I know my primary care physician is within walking distance, but my dentist is about 30 miles away, and I like it like that. I don't want to go to the dentist very often.
Okay, well, I don't know how people feel about the neurologist, but I hope they've enjoyed it.
Yeah. So the two different locations you have now, the one in Kirkland, now in Monroe, are there any differences that your neurology patients should know about?
I think if we needed to have more advanced diagnostic testing, or if we need to have more advanced like surgical interventions, for instance, we're still going to be sending people to Kirkland for that approach. But from the standpoint of most of what we do, I mean, well over 75%, 80% of what we do is counseling around diseases, making diagnoses based on the clinical findings, managing medications. We can do all of that here in Monroe. I would say the other important point is that we're using the same physicians, the same providers, the same neurologists in Kirkland and Monroe. So it's not a separate clinic really at all. It's just an extension of the neurosciences practice at Evergreen Health, which I think is an important point. Sometimes there may be a sense that clinics or centers that are farther out, more remote, may have different providers, but not the case. We're using the same providers here and in Kirkland, and really fantastic providers at that, myself notwithstanding, but we've got two other neurologists who I think are really excellent clinicians and very personable physicians. And so it's wonderful to have them working up here with me.
Right. Now, Obviously, Monroe is a more rural location as opposed to the much more urban Kirkland setting. Any challenges in delivering high standards of care?
Well, and actually, that goes to the point I was just making. I think most of what we do as a neurologist is sitting down with a patient, listening to their story, doing a detailed neurological exam, and then coming up with a diagnosis, and then recommending medications and counseling them about the diagnosis. We can do that. That really comes down to the quality of the provider and how carefully they're listening and examining the patient and the patient's story. That is really the same, whether you're in Monroe, whether you're in Kirkland, et cetera. There can be some challenges to get some of the more advanced diagnostic testing or the more advanced surgical procedures, but we're managing that pretty well. It is one system, so it's very easy to communicate with the people. When we're in Monroe, we're communicating with our team in Kirkland. We can put the same referrals into the same system. We can see all the same lab results and all the documentation from throughout the Evergreen Health system. So it really is pretty seamless from that standpoint. So yeah, I think really the delivery of care is 80%+ of what we're doing exactly the same.
That's great. So I'll ask a personal question. What makes you most excited about offering neurology care in both locations? And I assume it's not the commute.
The commute is a little bit longer for me. That's true. To be honest, there is some personal motivation here. I grew up in a pretty rural area. In fact, really more rural than Monroe. Just to put perspective on it, if you drive an hour from Monroe, you're in one of the biggest, greatest cities in America. If you drove an hour from where I grew up, you'd be in a town about the size of Monroe. So it was quite rural, but I really loved the place where I grew up. I loved the people there. It's very meaningful to me to be able to bring really high quality medical care, neurological care in my case, to people closer to where they live, and so that they don't have to battle the traffic and drive a long way to be seen for their routine neurological conditions.
Also, as someone who grew up in a very rural area, 27 people in my graduating class, if that helps. Yep. Tiny, tiny town. I know how often the challenge can be to get healthcare, good quality healthcare there with my parents to live in rural areas. And so it's great that we have this now available there in Monroe. Dr. Burdick, thank you very much for joining me today.
Oh, yeah. It was a pleasure.
And that wraps up this episode of Checkup Chat with Evergreen Health. Head over to our website at evergreenhealth.com for more information and get connected with one of our providers. Please remember to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast and all the other Evergreen Health podcasts. For more health tips and updates, follow us on your social channels. Thanks for watching.